Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to April at Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley. I'm Bob Davis, and if you have questions or issues you'd like to talk about, well, we cordially invite you to call right now. If it's 3 p.m. Central, it is the broadcast that is live, and we want you to come in and be a part of it at 844-322-2742. Whether you're listening live or to a delayed broadcast, the number is the same in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, friends, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob, and it is so good to have you with us, and we do have plenty of open lines right now at 844-322-2742. Guys, we're certainly living in uncertain times, and I think when uncertainty is all around us, we have to get back to what we know is true. Sure. And what we know is certain, and what we as believers in Christ know is certain and true is the love of Jesus Christ. Paul talked about that in Romans 8. This is kind of the pinnacle of the gospel story. He says in verse 37 of chapter 8, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." That's our rock in this time of uncertainty, that not even this coronavirus can separate us from the love of God. And because this is true, we can cling to the love of God in this time of uncertainty. And boy, this is a truth we all need to really lean into during this time, isn't it, Andrew?
Yeah, we're looking out to the world, and as we're often tempted to do, Bob, we want to connect those dots and say, God, what do you think of me? God, what are you feeling about me? God, what's your opinion of me? And we typically connect those dots saying, well, I've got a great job, or I lost my job, or I've got a great spouse, or I've been a victim of divorce, or, you know, I've got a great income right now, or my portfolio is suffering. And then we connect all those dots together, and we try to figure out, you know, what God is feeling about us. And here comes the coronavirus, and it just throws a wrench into our formula. We're trying to figure out what God thinks, and then disaster strikes. And you say, well, where do you go? Well, God tells us where to go. He says in this same book, Romans, he says that God demonstrated his love in this, that Christ died for us. So there's a place to go. It's the cross. There's a place to go. It's the resurrection. But when you look at this coronavirus pandemic, you're seeing the result of a fallen world. It's no indication of what God thinks about us or feels about us. And so that's why I love this passage you shared today, Bob, Romans 8, saying nothing separates us from the love of God. We've got to see that God is good. I mean, Jesus said, if you've seen him, you've seen the Father. Now, how many people did Jesus strike with disease? Zero. How many did he heal? Well, hundreds, maybe thousands, so many people that he healed. And that's God's heart today. That's the heart of the gospel. We get to see God's healing heart. So Jesus is the exact representation of God the Father. And that's what Hebrews tells us. And so when we envision, you know, where is God in this? What does he think about me? Well, the answer, as always, Bob, the answer is, if you want to understand the Father, look to Jesus, because in the work of the Son, we see the heart of a Father who loves us deeply.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, to take that one step further, Andrew, that we as children of God who have Christ living in us, we get to reflect that same heart of love out there in the world today. We abide in Christ. We live in him. He's the realm of our existence. And as we just live life and kind of do our thing as believers in Christ, just as Jesus Christ reflected the love of his Father to the world that he lived in 2,000 years ago, we get to reflect that same love in this world that we live today. And that is an amazing privilege. And right now, this is an unprecedented opportunity to do that.
Yes.
To let the life of Jesus Christ shine in and through us, and to allow people to see the true, genuine heart of the Father toward them. This isn't a punishment coming against them for some sin that they've done in their life. The circumstance they're in is just a circumstance of the world. It does not change the fact that God so loved them that he sent Jesus. Amen. It doesn't change the fact that God raised Jesus back to life. It doesn't change the fact that God is offering forgiveness and life to anyone who and everyone who will receive it. And it doesn't change the fact to those who have received him that nothing can separate them from the love of God. So this is this great opportunity that we have as believers in Christ to show the heart of the Father toward people today. And we thank all the folks out there in Basic Gospel Nation who are standing with us to help us get this good news out through the radio broadcast and all the different media channels that we use to share this good news. The world needs this message now more than ever.
And, of course, as the virus has kind of charged to the front of our consciousness and in this country, we've seen a little bit of a drop-off here in support for the ministry. And, Bob, talk to our listeners a little bit more about that.
Well, we certainly expected that. I think people are seeing financial drop-off everywhere they turn. And we know there's a lot of people out there that have been affected by this financially. Their financial well-being has been altered, has been changed. And so they're looking to preserve and conserve and save for, you know, what's up ahead. But we know there's many people out there who can still give. And we're asking you to step up to the plate and give and be a part of what God is doing through this outreach of showing the heart of the Father to people. This is not a time for fear and panic. This is not a time to give in to the ways of this world. Let's take advantage of this opportunity and show people the goodness of God the Father through the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. I want to remind you that you can make your gift right now or anytime online at basicgospel.net. You can also use the Basic Gospel app. If you have that app, you can use any card or PayPal to make your gift. And if you would like to send a check, you can use the address that appears on the bottom of every page on our home site. Use the Postal Service address. And we would love to have you partner with us here at Basic Gospel. When you do this month, since we have a new month in progress, month of April, we have a gift for our donors to say thanks for their participation with us. It's called When God is For You. Tell us a little bit about that, Bob.
Well, it is a look at Romans chapter 8. It's four different messages looking at the entirety of Romans chapter 8, who we are in Christ, the fact that there's no condemnation, and getting to that pinnacle of the chapter and really the pinnacle of the Word of God, that nothing can separate us from the love of God. So when we know that we can look at every situation, whether good or bad, and know that God is for us, that God wants the very best for us, and we can trust him and depend upon him to get us through whatever life throws our way. So it's a powerful resource, a very practical resource, and we want to put it in your hands so that you can know that God is for you and that absolutely nothing that life throws your way will ever separate you from the love of Christ Jesus.
When God is for you, it'll be coming your way as you make your gift in April to Basic Gospel. We hope you'll do that today. 844-322-2742, and we would love to hear from you on this edition. If you have, well, roughly 8 or 9 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, well, you're hearing the live broadcast, and you can be a part of this edition with Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley. So thanks for being with us, and we had this call that came in, guys, overnight.
Yes, this is Margaret from California, and I have a question regarding prayer. I know there's a verse in the Bible that talks about going into your closet and praying to the Father, and I understand that part, but what I don't understand is if you're depending on the Father and you're praying to him and trusting in Him to answer you, where do you include a relationship with the Lord as far as depending on Him and praying to Him? So I guess what I'm saying is, how do you do both of those? Thank you for your answer. Bye.
It's a great question, isn't it, Andrew?
Yeah, well, I think if I understand her correctly, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, Bob, but what I heard was we've got the Lord Jesus Christ, we've got the Son, and then we've got the Father. And when it comes to prayer, you know, where does all of that factor in? Do you understand that to be her question?
Yes.
Who we address in prayer?
Absolutely. Do we address God? Do we address Jesus? Do we address the Holy Spirit? And, you know, it's amazing. This is a very common question. We're not sure really who to pray to, but I think we've got a good answer, don't we, Andrew?
Well, I mean, you know, there's going to be times in the New Testament where Paul prays to the Father, and then there's times when he asks the Lord something, referring to Jesus, you know, I ask the Lord to take it from me three times. Then we've got the Spirit who's praying for us, and when we don't know how to pray, He's praying. So I would say I don't think we want to make any rules here. We've got the whole Trinity in our corner listening, and the entire Godhead is pleased to have us. And, you know, Jesus put it this way, whoever believes in Him, we will come. We will come and make our abode in that person. And so you say, well, I thought I had Christ living in me. Well, you do, but the Bible also says you've got the Spirit in you. Well, I thought I just had the Spirit in me. Well, the Bible says that the Father came too and made His abode in you. So our relationship with God is beautiful. It is incredible, but it is also mysterious. I have never known another person who was three in one. And, you know, we scratch at the surface of this. We try to describe it to people. I've heard examples like water is solid, liquid, and gas. But even those analogies, Bob, they fall short because those are just three different modes that water appears in. And the Trinity is more complex than that. So the bottom line is, look, we've got total access through Jesus because of the cross, because of the resurrection, and because of our union in spirit with God's Spirit. We have access to God 24/7 without interruption. He hears us. There are no rules. So let your requests be made known. Express yourself. Talk to God, and I wouldn't get hung up on all of the these and thous and how to do it and what to call Him and how to address Him. He is family to us, and we need to know it.
Absolutely. Well, speak to this just real quickly, Andrew, the fact that Jesus says that we can pray in His name and His authority, and so oftentimes you will hear someone pray to the Heavenly Father, and then at the end of the prayer, we'll say, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. That's not just something that we tag on the end because it seems like the religious thing to do. What does that mean?
Yeah, well, let's just talk a minute about our president and his agenda in helping with this crisis. I mean, he is doing some traveling, doing some conferencing, planning with other nations, other territories. He is collaborating in all kinds of ways. And so he has representatives that will go and do things in his name. Now, just imagine that you're one of those people and you're assigned to work with Puerto Rico, for example, on their relief efforts. And so you decide that at the right time, when it's safe, you're going to travel over there and help them out. Well, on the plane, you decide you're just going to scribble out on a napkin your own agenda, your own plan, something different, something that's no longer in the name of the president. So, you know, I think that when that plane lands, you begin to speak with a different plan, a different agenda, and that would not be in His name. So what we're seeing in the Bible is that Christ lives in us, and we can pray according to how He inspires, how He motivates. We're in Him, and He's in us. God is making His appeal through us. We can speak with authority because Christ lives in us. We can speak about the gospel with great authority. So when we speak with authority and accuracy, we are speaking in Jesus' name. And when we pray in Jesus' name, we're saying, God, I have access to You. because of your son, because of his death, his burial, his resurrection, I have access to you and confidence before you and peace with you. And I know for certain that you hear me because of Jesus. So this is what it means to speak and pray in Jesus' name and according to his heart.
Yeah, well, thank you for that, Andrew. Let's go to our phone lines and go to Louisville, Kentucky, and Mary Jo, who has, I think, a very important question for us to address on today's broadcast. Mary Jo?
Yes, I've heard you talk about before, but I can't remember it. So I'm asking today, what's the difference between the soul and the spirit?
Okay. Yeah, well, Bob, that is a big one. And, you know, I would say, Mary Jo, first of all, we recognize animals don't have a spirit. Now, they have a soul because they have a mind, a will, a chooser. If you've ever had a pet dog, you better believe that dog is making some choices and some choices maybe you don't like so much. So the dog has a chooser. The dog has a feeler. Certainly our pets feel all kinds of things. So you might say the dog has a soul or the dog has psychology. But what makes us different, Mary Jo, as humans, is that we can relate to God. And that's where our spirit comes in. We are relating to God through our spirit. The Bible says God is spirit, and everyone who worships him needs to worship him in spirit and in truth. So we relate to God through our spirit. We relate to other people through our soul, and we relate to the physical environment through our body. So we are spirit, soul, and body. And what makes us so special as believers is that we have a spirit that is alive to God. We're connected to him. This is where Christ lives. He lives in our spirit. The Bible says, Paul tells the Corinthians, he says, anyone who has joined himself to the Lord is one spirit with him. So, Bob, I love this question that Mary Jo posed because, you know, we talk about being born again, and we use that so flippantly and so regularly in Christian jargon. We say, I'm born again. He's a born again Christian. But it is our spirit that causes this. We're born of the Spirit, born of God. Our old self dies, and we became a new creation. That is talking about the core of our being in our spirit.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, it's Andrew, it's one of those things on a practical level. You and I and all human beings at some point ask the question, who am I? Why am I here? And where am I going?
Yeah.
And those are spiritual questions, aren't they? And that's really what differentiates us from all of the rest of God's creation, the animal kingdom. There's no dog or cat or any other animal that's contemplating their identity and their purpose for being here or any of those things. That's unique to us. And those questions can only be answered through a relationship with Jesus Christ. And when we get connected with him, when we're in union with him, we know who we are. We know why we're here. And we know where we're going, and that's good news.
Yes, it is. Yes. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Andrew Farley joining Bob Christopher and me. I'm Bob Davis. We're glad you're here. And I want to remind you once again of our daily devotional. It's one of the very best ways to start every day by subscribing to the Basic Gospel devotional and to be reminded of your identity as one of God's dearly beloved children. It's free. All you need to do is click subscribe in the upper left corner of any page of our website at basicgospel.net. The devotional will arrive in your email box every morning, and we hope you'll subscribe today again in the upper left corner of any page of the website. Well, guys, we had this question that came in from Rodney through, he's a Facebook viewer, says, my question is about Galatians 3:22, and he quotes it. He says, but the scriptures declare that the whole world is a prisoner of sin, so that what was promised being given through faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe, close quote. So my question is, why does it say might be given to those who believe? It is not giving me assurance. That's from Rodney through Facebook.
Yeah, that's a good question, but that's a very important passage of scripture, isn't it, Andrew? What he's saying to us there.
Yeah. And, you know, it's got the word scripture in it. So we're thinking, okay, the scripture has shut up everyone. well, is that the New Testament? Is that the Old Testament? Is that the law? Is that the message of grace? Well, in context, the previous verse lets us know that he's talking about the law. He says, if a law had been given that could impart life, then righteousness would have been based on the law, but the scripture has shut up everyone under sin. So the law doesn't give life, it shuts people up. The law doesn't give hope of righteousness. Instead, the law condemns and shows people, I've got a problem, I need a solution, I need an out, I need a rescue, I need a savior. And so, you know, to get specific about the question here, let's read this passage again. It says, the scripture has shut up everyone under sin, so that the promise by faith in Jesus might be given to those who believe. You know, being a linguist, I kind of love these constructions, because what we're really seeing here is so simple. It's as if I said, you know, yesterday I went to the mall so that I might buy a new shirt. Well, that's not a maybe, that's a for sure. That's my purpose. I just use the word might to express a purpose. So do you see then that what he's saying is the scripture or the law has shut up everyone? Why? Well, here's the motive. So that the promise might be given to those who believe. Is it given to those who believe? Of course it is. But the word might here is just a grammar structure. It's just here to say, hey, this is why the law exists. It exists to push people toward the gospel. The law pushes us toward the gospel so that we might believe. Now, is everyone going to believe? No, but that's the law's purpose. What happens when we do believe? Well, we're given that promise. Is every believer given that promise? Absolutely. So this is not a might, maybe, could, I don't know, we'll see kind of expression. This is just a structure that is saying, hey, the law came in through Moses. The law shows consciousness of sin. And in so doing, that was the plan, so that the promise might be given to those who believe. How many of us? 100% of us who believe get that promise, Bob. Yeah.
You know, Andrew, this verb tense, it's aorist, subjunctive, passive. And oftentimes in the New Testament, it's used in a future tense. So it could be read like this, so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ will be given to those who believe.
Yeah.
So it's you're 100% right. Everyone who has believed in Jesus has been given the promise. God has sent his spirit to take up residence in you. So, Rodney, you can be assured of the fact that the day you believe, the day that gospel message gripped your heart and you responded to it in faith, you were made alive in Christ, and God sent this promise of his spirit to you. You received Jesus. You received the spirit. The spirit took up residence in you, and that is good news. So take that to the bank. Thank the Lord that God is with you, he's in you, as the Father, as the Son, and as the Spirit. As you begin to thank him, you will see any doubts start to diminish, and you will see this confidence starting to swell up deep from within you, knowing that you truly belong to God as one of his very own.
Yes, indeed. Well, good stuff, guys. Thanks for sharing with our listeners and being an encouragement during a time that's kind of uncertain for a lot of people. So thank you, you guys, for being here. Friends, we invite you to the live video stream of this program each day from either Facebook or YouTube. You'll find direct links at the top of our homepage at basicgospel.net. Also, if you have questions or concerns, give us a call at 844-322-2742. You can do that overnight or anytime. We'd love to hear from you. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. And remember also that we need your help as we get into the new month. We would love for you to partner with us here at Basic Gospel. And when you make your donation, we'll be glad to send you a copy of a brand new resource. It's called When God Is For You. I think that's a good thing to know, don't you, Bob?
Yeah.
It is indeed, When God Is For You. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, and with thanks to Andrew Farley for being with us today, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow at the same time for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.